Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. Listen, it is Super Saturday around here. Listen, I done drank my Tanqueray, okay? I had my Tang, and I had my hot tea and my Hawaiian punch. So let me tell you, these people around here is trying to substitute my gumbo rum. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They know that I have to start off my show with a drink of gumbo rum, and now I got to have some Tang. You know, they serve me some Tang. Now, how do I'm not going to notice the difference between Tang and gumbo rum? I did a lot. They couldn't pick a mind up in here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to replace Milo. I'm going to replace Gizmo. Y'all know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a clucking chicken and a rooster. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a rooster that's going to go. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got to have some entertainment myself. So listen, the chicken and the rooster is going to entertain me, and I'm going to tell them, shut down the bar. Shut down the bar. See, really what they're doing to me up in here. They drinking up all the gumbo rum and going to give me some Tang. Now, how in the world Tang going to get my day going? I don't know what's wrong with these people up in here. Now, y'all know it. Like, today is August the 20th, 2022. It is 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We do have two flavors of gumbo rum. I guess we still got two flavors. I don't know what's wrong with them folks back there getting my stuff together. But anyway, we both got two different flavors. We got natural vanilla, which is gumbo gold, and we got natural coconut, which is gumbo silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumbo Rum. Visit us online at GumboRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Now, listen, it really is the smoothest rum is in Boston. It really is smooth. It's real smooth. Now, listen, I want y'all to do me just a little bitty old favor. While y'all on Facebook, I think the algorithm is getting a little better today than all week. Now, listen here. All week long, my algorithm been all messed up on Facebook. I'm seeing all this different stuff coming up in my news feed. And then this morning, I said, oh, it's a little better. I see some people I recognize. You know what I mean? I'm not seeing all these strangers, you know. So listen, put in the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, I got some hot, stone, hot, bad music on today. Listen, this independent artist, Kristen, I'm telling you, good. No, she could sing. Oh, my Lord, today I've been having a blast with independent artist, Kristen. She's just so sweet. She's so sweet. You know what I mean? You can really sometimes tell the spirit of a person. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. Let me dive back just a minute, then I'm going to get to the music. You know something, when you are a gifted person, oh, Lord, today. Now, listen, this is a life lesson because I'm not into the business of telling off on myself. You know what I mean? I just let the Lord use me. When you're a gifted person, you just let the Lord use you. You really don't like going around telling folks what you do, okay? Because it's going to tell off on itself. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm getting ready to say this. When you're a gifted person, you ain't got to have a human being standing in front of you to know about them. You know, the eyes of God see everywhere. Oh, sweet God of Zion. Listen, let me tell you something. The eyes of God see everywhere. When you are anointed and gifted of God, you know what I mean? God will give you things about a person you really ain't got to know nothing about. Listen, that is how the gifts of the Spirit. I used to teach a class on the gifts of the Spirit. I sure didn't mean to do that this morning. But listen, I used to teach class on the gifts of the Spirit, which is wisdom, knowledge, prophecy, interpretation of tongues, you know, healing, faith, you know. Now, listen, when it comes to independent artists, I'm saying all that to say this about an independent artist, Kristen. Now, listen, she is such a sweet young lady. Never met her before. Okay, let me put that out there. But Spirit always shows up on the network. Spirit shows up a lot of times. I will play music by different artists, and the Lord shows up and say different things. Okay, there was one lady on the show some months ago, and I still see her got it posted on Facebook. She's still so excited. She said, well, she did an interview with me, and the Lord showed up. She said, oh, my God, and then she posted it on Facebook. I was on the Fierce Feedback Network, and I'm telling this lady started prophesying over me. That woman's still talking about, but listen, I'm saying all that to get to this point about independent artist Kristen. She's such a sweet person. Now, listen, I ain't never met there's a whole lot of folks that sing gospel, and they ain't sweet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just because you sing gospel don't mean you're sweet and saved and everything like that. But listen, when she got such a sweet spirit. Just, you know what I mean? She got a sweet spirit about her. And listen, she has wisdom and knowledge crowned on her head at a young age. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, sometimes when people are young, they have a tendency to not pay you attention. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people have a tendency to not pay you attention. You know, when you are a young person and you have wisdom and knowledge, sometimes your elders will kind of like brush you off. Sometimes they may not listen. You know what I mean? But it takes them a minute. And then after a while, they come back around and then they'll discuss it. They won't tell you. They won't tell you. Okay. But they will discuss it among themselves about this particular person. And they'll say, you know, so-and-so, I was talking to so-and-so. And, you know, I really believe they really have a lot of wisdom to be a young person. And then next time you start saying something about whatever the subject, they will be listening to you. So listen, when you are a young person, when you are a young person and you start to give information, they will come around and recognize your gift and your talent. Sometimes people right off the bat, they don't recognize your gift and their talent. It takes them a minute to catch up with God. So, Sister Kristen, let me tell you this. It takes people sometimes a minute to catch up with what God is doing. So, listen, your ability to sing, and I'm talking about your ability to sing, and I'm also talking about your natural gifts. Understand me in the natural, Lord, today. So I'm also talking about your natural gifts in the natural. You are naturally gifted with wisdom and knowledge. You understand me? And so anyway, those that's behind you, understand me, those that's behind you'll be able to teach and guide them in a way that other people, they won't pay attention. So listen, you have that thing about you where young people will pay attention and listen to what your instruction, okay? So you are gifted with instructions as well, and it could be children in your church, it could be children in your community, but give of yourself, pour into them. So God wants you to pour into them, all right? Because it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you double. Now listen, let me get on to the music, glory to God. So listen, y'all know what? Y'all know something. Y'all know what? This music is being heard by who? This music is being heard by who? Is being heard by? Come on, come on, come on, come on, somebody. Yes, 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 by people all over the world. This show was being heard by people all over the world. I'm going to play the song Faithful by independent artist Kristen. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Listen, let me tell y'all this here. I'm going to play this, and I got something else I want to share with you all. God is phenomenal. He is really good. He is awesome. You hear me? So listen, let me get on down with this music. This is Faithful, Faithful, and this is Kristen.
You said you're I am, that am, and that's all that I need. So won't you true, I will stand, when time consistently, you are the same. Your love never changed, and so your voice, I will see, I trust in what you say, 'cause you fill me up as you speak, and lead me day to day, you always do, I can depend on you. You are faithful.
Faithful, faithful, faithful. Listen, let me tell y'all something. God is truly faithful. Y'all, let me tell you, sometimes we can be so tired. Now, listen, we all human beings. We all flesh and blood. And what I'm saying, I'm talking about me too. You know, sometimes we can get tired. I'm not saying get tired of serving God. Now, let's set the record straight up in here. I'm not talking about getting tired of serving God. I'm talking about in our bodies. You know, some days you just be tired. You don't feel like maybe going to work. You know what I mean? And sometimes you may not feel like doing your job or whatever you're called to do. We're called to minister. Sometimes, now listen, I'm going to break down the truth to you. Sometimes ministers like myself, okay, I'm a minister, evangelist, all of that. Now listen, sometimes when you have an assignment, like for instance, I use myself, I'm very transparent. God has given me different assignments. So listen, and then there's different milestones in your life where you meet whatever assignment God has assigned for you to do. So listen, I have had many assignments in my lifetime. It's almost like, glory to God. It's almost like a timeline. So God has appointed at this particular time, when you're this age, when you're really anointed by God, you understand the timeline of your assignments. Listen, I'm saying this for a reason, because when you get to that assignment, when you're starting to approach the assignment God has destined you to get to, Satan come out and start attacking you in all kind of ways. You get tired maybe in your body. And that wasn't come up on my screen. Those are Satan. Now listen, you'll get tired in your body. You'll get all kind of little distractions. Satan will try to distract you. My God, my God. Satan will try to distract you and throw you off course. Now listen, and sometimes things will happen and he'll get a little, get you off course. But listen, let me tell you something. When you have an assignment, and I'm saying this for a reason, so whoever it's for, you receive it, because sometimes you may get off course and you don't recognize that it's really a trick of the enemy. You think it's just yourself that you're feeling tired in your body, feel a certain kind of way, and you done got off course from your assignment. But listen, God will step in, of course, because he is faithful. Like he said in the song, he is faithful. God is faithful, and he'll get you back on course, right? And so that's God. That's the kind of God we serve. He is faithful. He is faithful. Oh, yeah, he'll come through, too. He will come through. Listen, he will come through. Not one time, each and every time. Do you hear me? Oh, glory to God. Let's go have church up in here on today. Now listen, I got some more music. The independent artist Leonard Duran. This is Love Conquers All. Love Conquers All. Yes, it do. Love Conquers All. And then the scripture says, love covers a multitude of sin. We done kind of fell down on that one. For some reason now, love's supposed to conquer all and cover a multitude of sin. But nowadays, I'm finding that people is telling all. They not covering. They telling all, and then they adding something to it. Woo! You better loose here. You know, the old saints used to say, sick 'em, Holy Ghost. You know, we got to put the Holy Ghost on Satan. We got to put the blood on him. We got to put the word everything. We got to use everything. We got whole tools. Just listen, y'all put on your armors on today. Put on your armors. Oh, glory to God. Am I preaching up here, Lord, today? All right, this is Love Conquers All.
Love is a legacy. It articulates the heart of humanity. A love vibe, a natural high, a mother's love, admiration. Loving one another can heal a nation. Benevolence, quiet time with God is the evidence.
The walls of desolation are falling down. Pain and my worries won't be around. A heavenly place that sits on the throne. He plants the seed of life.
Rejoice.
Amen. All right, now, listen, I do want to say thank you to those who are downloading and streaming the show. I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate it. From time to time, I want to make sure I mention the international listeners because they are so, so very faithful. Thank you guys for listening from the U.K., the Netherlands, Ireland, and what was it, Germany, the U.K., Ireland, and Germany. Yeah, so these guys, they listen in every day. I really appreciate you guys and the U.S. listeners. Listen, let me tell y'all something. So on yesterday, I check numbers every day. I always check numbers because, you know, the streams and the downloads and listens, they change daily. And so the first thing I like to do is always check numbers. And I was greatly surprised, and I really appreciate all those who listen on the Apple platform. I think it was like 300 people that listened yesterday on the Apple platform. Thank you so very much. Those are some numbers that I hadn't really seen. I hadn't seen anything coming in from Apple. Most of our traffic comes in from New York City podcast directly. I'm so thankful that I found that directly and went ahead and got listed. So listen, the show is streamed everywhere, but, you know, some places you get numbers and some you don't. You know what I'm saying? But I am thankful for the audience that we have, which is so committed, so faithful. Thank you. So very kind. So listen, for the New York City, make sure you click on the link and vote on your show because it does bring in traffic for you. It brings it in for your Spotify profile. And so I really appreciate those that clicked on the link and the Apple. We had 300 listeners yesterday, you know, from Apple, and that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And we had great numbers, as always, from New York City. Thank you so very kindly. And I do have some more music that I'm going to play on today. Independent artist CT. I want to say this, too. You guys, be committed and be faithful to yourself. Be committed and faithful. First of all, God. You know, first of all, God, I'm going to play this song. It's called True. I love this song. It's by independent artist CT. First of all, be faithful and committed to God because he is Lord of all. There used to be this singer. I might find the song and play it later today. I used to love, what was it, God's name? Oh, Jesus Christ. When you get old, you forget. Look at us. Get a little forgetful. There was this guy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Then the Holy Ghost kicked in. His name is Carmen. This artist, Carmen, I used to love Carmen. He had this song, God is Lord over all. I mean, Carmen, what happened to him? But anyway, he was so good. I may find some music and play it later. Carmen was just phenomenal. And he had the song, God is Lord over all. I think I'm going to try to find that and play it later on today. But right now it is True by independent artist CT. I'm going to say this real quickly. Guys, be faithful. Be faithful to God first, and be faithful to your gift. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, your gift in God is, of course, in alignment because your gift came from God. So first you be faithful. I'm telling you how to prosper according to kingdom principles, Lord Jesus. What's going on here today? So listen, I'm explaining to you how to prosper according to kingdom principles, and it is being faithful to God, trusting in God, of course, first, and then being faithful over the gift that he has instilled in you and given to you because everybody ain't got that talent or that gift. He gave it to you. So listen, you got to, you know, watch over your gift. Use it according to kingdom principle. Don't go all off in left field. You know what I'm saying? So listen, and then what? God will bless you. Oh, he'll bless you, shaking together and running over. And, oh, my God. Okay, I'm stopping here on today. Y'all got me excited with all this great, great, great music. Now listen, I like this artist, independent artist, CT. Now listen, CT. You got to come on with it, brother man. So listen, this song is called True. You're doing a great thing, but come on, you got to pull on up now. You got to show up. That's all you got to do. This song is called True.
Girl, you know my love. Girl, take your time, 'cause I can tell you got a lot to say.
That song that is really beautiful. It's called True by the artist CT. You know, I love it. It is so sweet. Listen, I'm going to play it again later on today. Yeah, listen, the artist CT, he has a really great voice. He really does, and the song is so sweet. I love, and the delivery is awesome. It's mixed and mastered very well. The lyrics is wonderful. Listen, and I will look for more. I'm looking for more out of this artist. Listen, when you have a great talent, your fans, your audience looks for more out of you. So listen, you're a great ballad singer. You're a great ballad singer. It's really smooth, and people like that. You know, like some of the old singers, like Peabo Price, and we loved it. And when you sing ballads that great, people, honey, the fans are very loyal. Fans are very loyal, and when you keep delivering that same quality, honey, you're okay. So listen, I love this. I'm going to play again later on today. That is true. So, all right, so I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but y'all know what? I'm coming back later on. It's been a stone cold blast up in here today. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, they say the bottom shut down. They say the Holy Ghost took over and the bottom shut down. Well, that's all right with me. All right, now listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.